This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Members of Colorado's State Board of Education want Governor Jared Polis to have, quote, little to no control over whether in-person learning happens next school year. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Five of seven board members signed a letter saying that unrestricted in-person learning is best for all students. It said COVID transmission rates are low among them and that superintendents and local boards must have the authority to decide whether students learn in person. A state public health order mandating guidance for schools expires Saturday, but schools will still be required to report COVID cases to the state. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Hemp, meat, barley, and fruit processors will ramp up their businesses using recent Colorado Department of Agriculture grants. Seven companies across the state will use the funds totaling more than $330,000 to upgrade machinery, infrastructure, and make other improvements. CDA's Colorado Proud Manager Danielle Trotta says this lets them bring innovative products to market.
That not only supports them, but it supports the communities that they live in. To be able to spread those dollars through a domino effect of one company's success growing into multiple other successes.
There were 64 total applicants for the funding, which Trotta says surprised the agency. She says it shows the need for this kind of funding. It is a rainy day across the Front Range. Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, and Pueblo are all seeing rain right now and flash flood warnings. Be careful, stay dry, and don't touch that dial. This is CPR.